And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
Where was the church during the Dark Ages, and how could it grow without the Bible? We need to understand that the Dark Ages is a period of time that lasts somewhere around 500 to 1,000 years, depending on which scholar you read from. There is no agreement among them as to exactly when it started and when it stopped, but generally it's seen as the period of time from around the 5th to the 15th century. During this period of time, it seemed that man as a whole was much more interested in fighting wars than he was in expanding his knowledge. We didn't have very many things like books, for example, for printing books had not yet been invented. Books were still copied by hand, and therefore they were few. Few people, relatively speaking, were educated. Because of that, the hatred that man felt for man seems to grow. When man does not understand that God loves him, and that Jesus died for all mankind, then his hatred toward other man grows rather than his love for other man. Because of that, man fought many battles. There was a suppression of knowledge and of education. What education did exist seemed to exist within religious bodies, but they were not the church of our Lord. This should not be a surprise to us. We should not see this as something that hurts or damages our faith. Rather, if we study God's Word, it will actually strengthen our faith. I'd like for us to read two different passages. 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let's begin reading in verse 1. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." Here Paul told Timothy very clearly that there would come a time when men would fall away from the truth, when they would create their own religion rather than following the religion that God had given them. A similar passage is found in 2 Timothy chapter 4, again beginning in verse 1. "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." This happened. It has already occurred. This great apostasy, this great leaving of the truth occurred. And many people believe that the church completely died out. Now, I don't know if that's the case or not. I don't know if there was a period of time where no one was living faithfully according to the Word. I know that the Word of God has always been available, even during those times, those dark ages as they're known. No, the Bible was not easily available, but it was still available. We're told in Matthew chapter 24 that the Word of God will live forever. It will not pass away. It will endure. That's a promise that God made. And God has providentially preserved that Word for us today. How could the church grow? The church could grow because the seed for the church, the seed that makes a Christian, is the Word of God, according to Luke chapter 8, verse 11. With the Word of God living and abiding forever, that seed would always be in existence. And just as a seed can be planted into the ground after it has been dormant in storage for many years, and it will still produce the appropriate fruit, the same is true of God's Word. It may have been lying dormant, if you'll allow me to use that term, for a period of time, but when it was planted into the hearts of honest people, it again produced Christians, which is exactly what the Word of God produces. I hope you'll find that answer helpful.